This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Next up, it's a Plains FM feature interview, keeping you in touch with the people and events happening in our Canterbury community.
Kia ora, we are Eli,
Finn,
and Nathan
from Otafiti.
Hello, this is Pia from Plains FM. I am here with Eli, Nathan, and Finn from Otafiti, and they are going to be telling us a bit about their school today. First off, we have Eli, and I have a few questions for you, Eli. Where is Otafiti?
So we're on Mollet Street, which is actually just off Colombo.
Amazing. Okay, so tell me a bit about yourself, Eli.
I am from Otafiti, as you could probably already tell. I've been going there for 8 years. I really love it there. It's just a great learning environment for me. I'm doing a bit about Te Reo Māori. I'm doing a woodworking course right now in there. I'm doing a cafe course. Yeah, I'm just doing a lot of different stuff. I really like Star Wars. I know that two of the other people sitting next to me do as well. But yeah, I think that's probably about it.
And can you tell me a bit more about the cafe and the garage at Otafiti? Because we were having a chat about those before, and they're quite unique to your school, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah, so at the cafe, we have a coffee machine and pretty much everything that you would need to run an actual cafe. So it's set up relatively similar to an actual cafe, except we're all volunteers. We're not getting paid or anything. Yeah, we have like a FPOS machine. We've got like proper cash boxes. We go out and we shop for the food and we do the financing ourselves.
And is the coffee good?
Yes, yeah. I think you would know, actually.
Yeah. I've had a coffee actually made by Eli, and it was a good coffee, so thank you so much. And how about the garage?
Yeah, so we have in the garage, I don't actually know how much money has been spent on that, but it would be very interesting to know, but quite a lot of equipment from there. That's all been funded by the Ministry of Education, but we've got like a laser cutter, a plasma cutter, an arc welder, a table saw, a band saw, a lot of different, like a bunch of 3D printers, stuff like that.
And so what do you do there?
So we just find an interest that we can figure out.
And just have a go?
Yeah, we just figure out whatever we want to do and then ask Andrew about that. He helps us with that and, yeah, we figure out what we need to do for that.
And have you tried making anything yet?
Yes, I've done several things in there. I've really enjoyed it.
What have you made?
Well, I have made quite a lot of things. I started out by making bag tags and Christmas decorations, and then now I've developed into making like knives and carving stuff. But yeah, it's been very interesting.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And you have a song to share with us today, don't you?
Yes, I've got Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Wonderful. Well, we will listen to that and then come back and have a chat with Nathan from Otafiti. Thanks for sharing, Eli.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Just killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama,
That was Bohemian Rhapsody as chosen by Eli. And I'm here with Eli, Nathan, and Finn from Autophony. And we're finding out a bit about their school and what they like about it. So next up, we have Nathan. Tell us a bit about yourself, Nathan.
I am Nathan. I like fish and chips and cheese scones. I play PlayStation. I have a cat called Lily and a dog called Eddie.
And you're at Otafiti as well. How long have you been at Otafiti?
I've been at Otafiti for 2 years.
And what's your favourite thing about it?
I would say the trust licences.
Can you tell us a bit about a trust licences?
A trust licence is a privilege you get when you after doing a course at the school, and this allows you to go out into the city and get different learning experiences, like going to the library or, as we're doing right now, go to Plains FM. They are very helpful to do lots of different stuff, and we can go out into the city and experience a bunch of cool stuff.
So is that part of your education, is learning how to be independent in the city and find that as a place to learn?
Yeah.
And can you tell me about some of your other experiences with your trust license?
Well, I usually like going out with my friends to different places, and we usually go out on Friday, and we will go and get food if you know you're hungry or something. And we've been to the library a few times. That's quite good. You can go down there by yourself to go learn about stuff. If you need help with maths, you can go get a maths book down there if you really want. But, yeah, it's a really fun thing, and I don't think any other school in New Zealand has it.
And what do you have to learn about to get a trust license?
Basically, you need to be very responsible and respectful. And they'll also give you a course about what to do and what not to do, and that it's a privilege, not a... everyone should have one. But, yeah, that's really all you've got to do. You've got to make sure you've got to be very respectful, though, and make sure you're a good person and not messing
like
around in class.
Road rules and stuff.
Yeah.
And do you all have trust licenses?
Yes. Yep.
Do you do activities together with your trust license? So do you get like a group of you who all have trust licenses and then decide what you're going to do together?
Yeah. When you get one when you're year seven, if you get one at year seven. And then I think it's year 9 or 10 that you can go out by yourself. But year 7, you have to go with at least one person. Yeah.
And you have to have a parent sign if you can get one.
Yeah, you need parents to sign forms and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's so interesting. I think that is very different from a lot of other schools. Is there anything else like that that's a bit different at Otafiti?
Well, part of the trust license is there is like a limit. We have to stay within the 4 avs.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're not going like super far away from school.
Not going to climb up the Port Hills.
No, I'm not planning on doing that.
Can't do that in 40 minutes.
No.
Oh, so you have to be back within 40 minutes?
No. Well,
lunchtime.
We could go out for the entire day if we had, a reason to do that. Like, say we were coming here for the entire day. I could say, I'm going to be here. I could just organise that with my teacher, and then they would come on and say, yeah, I'll do that, and then we would just go out and do that for the day. Yeah.
Interesting.
So there's not like a time limit or anything. I mean, obviously within school
hours. Well, you say
hours.
What time you'll come
back.
Yeah.
You say what time you come back.
Like usually lunch starts at 12:20, and you'll say you'll come back at 1.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's really interesting. And before we move on, Nathan, what song have you chosen to play?
Well, I don't really have a favourite song, so I decided to play my sister's favourite song. That is 505 by Arctic Monkeys.
Okay, and do you want to give a shout-out to your sister?
Yeah, sure. She's a rat anyway. Hannah, you're a decent Fortnite teammate at best. Can't really say much else about you.
I'm going back to 505. If it's a 7-hour flight or a 45-minute drive, in my imagination you're waiting, lying on your side with your hands between your thighs. Stop. I
Thank you for choosing that song, Nathan. I'm here with Finn and Eli from Altafity. And Finn, we're going to talk a little bit about something you've been learning about at school, mm-hmm. which I'm really interested in finding out more about. Mm-hmm. But before that, please introduce yourself and tell us about what you're interested in.
Hi, I'm Finn. I like Star Wars, and I like my dog called Frida. And I'm here to talk about the dehydrating fruit.
Yes, this sounded fascinating. So this is something you're learning about at school. And what subject are you learning about it in? Is it for a specific subject or
it's kind of just like my own personal goals, like what I want to do.
Okay, so it's dehydrating and fruit predominantly, right?
Yeah. So, and maybe beef jerky, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us about the fruit and what you're using to do the dehydrating.
So we've got this, like, almost just as like a box, but it's a dehydrator. And we've done apples. So you just cut them up in slices and put them in for a few hours, depending on how crunchy or soft you want them to be. And we've also done kiwi fruits. And oranges.
Oh, and I heard even fruit leather?
Yep. So you would make like apple sauce or like baby food, kind of. And we mixed in mango and some strawberries, and you'd put it in on a sheet. It was like a tray. And yeah, it's a bit of trial and error. Sometimes it came out really crunchy and flaky, but yeah.
And when you do a project like this at Altafity, do you have other people involved or do you do it all by yourself?
No, you can have, like, friends that you do it with. And it's, like, basically you can do it with friends or you can do it by yourself.
Cool. And has anyone tried Finn's fruity treats?
Yes. Yeah, it's actually really nice.
Yeah.
Finn came and bugged me while I was doing my project to come try some.
And what project were you working on?
I was working on like a catalog of all the different machines from a video game that I'm drawing and then writing about them.
Wow. So you're
very good at drawing.
Ah, so it's like an art project as well.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, I think we're about to wrap up. Before we have Finn's last song, I was just wondering if you could tell us maybe a little bit about what your favorite thing about Autophity is.
I think the whole independence thing of you doing what you want and your teachers guide you and help you to achieve that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything else they'd like to add?
Kind of what Finn was saying, except worded properly, self-management.
Self-management. So tell me what that means to students at Autophity.
So self-management is basically you will have like a teacher or something that will like help you. Yep, LA. Yep, thanks, Finn. Learning advisor. So you will have someone, since we're all adolescents here, we have no idea what we're doing. Our brain will just go, wah-ha, sometimes. And so, yeah, we do need to have someone who can help us through. But, yeah, we mostly do it by ourselves. Yeah.
Amazing. Did you have anything you wanted to add, Nathan?
Just the freedom to do what you want to do with not many boundaries, as long as you're doing the right thing, and just being able to choose what you want to do.
Wonderful. Okay, so Finn, you have our final song for us today. What is it going to be?
Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Lovely.
Smoke, and she's taking a drag. Now they're going to bed, and my stomach is sick, and it's all in my
Thanks for listening to our show today. We are Eli,
Finn,
and Nathan.
E noho rā from Aotearoa.